It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, buddy, let's do it. Podcast time. After show podcast, to be precise. Anyway, it is the After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, G-I-L-S-O-N. Go see them. They are at 1492 Pipestone Road, Benton Harbor, 269-876-0882. Call them, man. If you got a two-wheel ride that you are proud of, you love it, but you maybe need it worked on, big or small, Gilson Cycle is going to get you taken care of. Again, with everything kind of going on, they do have different hours, but they're ready to take your call. Also, find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. Well, it is Friday, so that means it's time for one of our favorite bits, and that is Five Facts, Five Opinions. Woo!
Please, God, let there be presidential facts. I'm hearing enough about the president and COVID-19. And
they're actually all presidential facts, every single one.
Oh, God.
Get ready for it. All right, so here we go. Five facts, five opinions. The term for the space underneath a staircase is called a spandrel.
I got a spandrel. I'm looking at one right now.
We have a spandrel in the basement, but not in the, I guess if you count the stairs going upstairs, so the stairs going upstairs and the stairs going downstairs, they share a ceiling and a floor. So, right? So the stairs going upstairs are above the stairs going downstairs.
Which one do you keep your dead bodies in?
Downstairs, of course. Come on.
Down the downstairs.
Yeah, come on downstairs. We got a nice basement down there.
Take a guess what you think is in my, was it spandrel? Is that what you said?
Yeah, spandrel.
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 What do you think is in my spandrel?
Probably some, like, your sex whip and God knows what else you've purchased from Amazon Prime and eBay that you don't use anymore.
Yeah. Way off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's full of cat shit.
Cat shit?
That's where we keep the cat box. It's right, the perfect spot for it.
In the spandrel, it's full of kitty shit?
Yeah.
Gross. You just have turds in your house, right? You literally just have cat turds in your house.
Yeah, but it's cat litter. You've never had a cat. You don't know what you
have cat shit inside your house. What a weird thing.
It is kind of weird if you think about it. It's just kind of turds just laying around. They don't just lay in a basket full of like sand litter. You know, it's supposed to harness the smell. But
so do cats need sand to shit in or what?
I think so.
Because
they just don't, they're just not going to like look around and like, okay, this is a good spot. Do they here's what's a weird thing. Here's a weird thing about animals, man. Like a brand new fresh cat, you got Tito and then with Taz is the new one. It's this tiny little cat. New cat, fresh out of the womb.
Little kitty.
Put him in the house, dude. He immediately knows where the litter box is, goes downstairs, walks in, you know, does his thing. I'm like, dude, he's never been here. It would take me longer to like go through the house if I didn't live here to find the litter box than this brand new cat. Like it blew my mind. I'm like, do they smell it out? But they just know where the sand is. That's why sandboxes are just full of cat shit.
See, that's what I was gonna say. I have literally never seen cat shit anywhere other than a sandbox or a kitty litter box. Like ever.
It's weird. So you know what's weird? It's like you can train your cat to do its business by using the sand. So they have this thing called a city kitty where you put it on your toilet and it's rings and you fill it. It's basically flat and your cat poops in your toilet, but then it has rings and you fill it with litter and you change the litter, obviously. But like after 2 weeks, you take the center ring out. 2 more weeks, you take another ring out. 2 more, you get the point. And so the cat just poops in your toilet. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep letting the animals shit outside where they're supposed to,
you know. But to your dogs, dude, you're stepping in it.
But it washes away eventually. Yeah, you can pick it up, I guess. I mean, we don't.
Yeah, you should pick it up.
You
don't pick up your dog's poop?
No. We have two little tiny dogs. Unless it's something like, the only time I will get it is like there's a certain area. If they poop inside that area, I'll get rid of it. But that's the best part about winter is the
you
dogs
clean
get
it up when you take them. For what? Walks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. When I take them for walks, but not in our yard.
Oh, okay.
So, no. All with right. The little shits that they have, it doesn't matter. But the best part about winter is usually when the snow builds up.
your piece of shit level almost went up in my book a little
You don't
bit.
Pick up after your dogs. No, of course I do. Of course I do, because I hate it when people don't. It drives me fucking nuts. Our shitty-ass neighbors that live across, and I hope they hear this someday. Dude, our neighbors across the street fucking suck. I'm pretty sure their dog has gotten out and shit in our front yard. I'm almost positive. Yeah. They got this big dog that has been out a couple times, and I'm almost positive it's them. Anyway, I digress. Huh. I digress. Or it could have been someone else, and I'm just being an asshole for the sake of being an asshole.
It was me.
It was me. It was me. It was actually you. You took a shit in my yard, you son of a bitch.
It poop again.
Anyway, yeah. So there you go. We started on staircase, and we ended on Hunter shit in my yard. Fact number two, opinion number two. Who's ever elected the president of France becomes the co-prince of the country of Andorra because of a strange treaty. That makes the French president the only monarch in the world that's elected, even though they're not elected by Andorra. That was fucking stupid. I should have never read that fact. You know what? France, suck it. You bunch of gun-dropping sons of bitches. You little,
you know,
fuck you, French.
You know why French tanks have rear view mirrors?
Why?
So they can see the battlefield, bro.
I love it. Yeah, French are assholes, man. You guys suck. All right, there you go. I've never met a French person in my life. I'm blindly being patriotic and being American. Fact number three, opinion number three. You know, there's probably some French guy like, those sons of bitches. How dare they say this about France?
It's gonna beat you with a baguette.
I'm going to take my baguette and my frog legs, and I'm going to shove it up their ass. The term dog, fact number three, opinion number three. The term dog days of summer didn't start because dogs were lying around in the heat. It's in reference to the star Sirius, which is called the dog star, and its position in the sky.
I've never heard that term. What does that mean? What is that?
The dog days of summer. It's like, we're in the dog days of summer. We're in the hot days of summer.
The hot part of summer, huh?
Yep.
It's like a panting dog. That's what people
are. Yeah, kind of like dogs laying around in the heat. They're not active. They're sitting there panting. It's the dog days of summer. You've never heard that before?
I might have, but I guess I never
You've
really.
Had to have heard that before.
The dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Huh?
Cripes. It's a very common term, Hunter. I'm worried about you. The fact that you've never heard that before.
All that comes to my mind, anything close to that, is Days of Thunder, the movie.
Oh, great movie. Great movie. Awesome movie.
No relation to what we're talking about.
None whatsoever. But you heard the word thunder, and you're like, oh, yeah, that works. That makes sense. I like that. That's okay. Yeah, let's do it. Anyway, moron. Let's do your fourth fact, your fourth opinion. Michael Crichton? Crichton? I think it's Crichton. Anyway, is the only person who has ever had a book, TV show, and movie all top the charts at the same time. Wonder what it was for. Okay, here we go. It tells me. It happened in 1994 when Disclosure was the number one New York Times bestseller, ER was the number one TV in ratings, and Jurassic Park was the number one movie in the box office.
Damn.
God, that guy's behind. I've never heard of Disclosure. Obviously, ER, Jurassic Park, you know.
I'm trying to think Disclosure. Disclosure is what? There's when something with the aliens, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like when... Is that Disclosure?
I don't know. I can look it up.
Yeah, Disclosure is like when the aliens are proven to be real.
That's what it was. That's what the book's about.
Maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking? All right, well, why don't we look it up so we don't blindly guess? We've already insulted. we've already insulted the French. So, you know, we need to.
Right. We're just throwing facts out there.
Yeah, fuck it. No, I'm not going to look it up. Good enough. Let's move on to the next fact. Fact number five, opinion number five. The first ebook was the Declaration of Independence. A student at the University of Illinois digitized it to distribute around the world in 1971. Wow.
An electronic book? Did you ever have an electronic book?
Yeah, I've done that. You know, I never got what's that called? The Kindle? I never got a Kindle, but I've done the audiobooks and I've downloaded digital books and stuff like that. So,
you know, even though I can't read, dude, I really like the way that those things look. I'm serious. You know how they scroll? Have you ever messed with one? Played
oh, yeah.
With one?
Well, like I said, not the Kindle itself, but like same thing on your phone. Like, you swipe left to turn the page, and you can mm-hmm. adjust the fonts.
I almost like
and,
how it mimics the book, like the way it looks. Like I don't know. I could really get into one, I think.
I like those. I'll be honest. I just can't really get into them. I like actual books. I know that's terrible because it's just cutting down trees, and there's a way we can do it better, but I like holding a book. You know what I mean?
Christ.
Jesus. Fucking 2020. Will you just use it?
For God's sake, old man.
You know what?
You
can't
on,
even read. Shut up.
I know. But think about it. You can plug it into your computer and load any friggin' book into that thing.
That's true.
Anyone,
now,
you don't.
Here's where I'm at, though. Is all right, let's say this. All books that have been printed now, fine, leave them be. We don't need to print any new books. They can all be on there. But all the old books I like it doesn't feel the same sitting in my camper reading a Kindle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're the nostalgic feeling.
Yeah,
you know, something about
yeah. So fuck
sure.
you.
Right. You know, you sit there in your old-ass 1972 camper reading your book. I'm over here in my StarCraft on my e-book.
You're in your spaceship reading your ebook. Get with
drinking
it, man.
My fine wine and my bottle of Chianti.
No, eating your pill form food and having water put to you through osmosis or some weird shit like that. Oh man,
fancy. Yeah.
Anyway,
there you go. Five facts. Huh?
Five facts. It. Five opinions. Yeah, that wasn't bad. We got through it all right. You know, we insulted the French. Besides that, there was one kind of dumb one from the French, but of course, you know, it was from the French. I guess I wouldn't really call it a presidential fact.
What? The French guy sleep with your wife
or
something?
Fuck the French.
I think there's something more to the story.
No, there's just basic facts. Fuck the French.
You know. You didn't get enough cheese on your baguette sandwich the other day. Something.
God, you goddamn French. Oh, perfect. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget to check out more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Also, 3 to 7 in the afternoon. All right, that's going to do for the podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. We'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.